Idaho, USA, The New Wild West, is a pretty compelling documentary that covers something that I've been speaking about online for 22 years now, and that is Christian nationalism. One of the interesting things that we see with the MAGA Trump phenomenon here recently is a divide in the Republican Party. It seems to be a divide between what I would consider conservative libertarians, kind of like myself, and the Christian nationalists. And these are two very different groups of people. The Christian nationalists, and Coy Griffin here locally in New Mexico, would represent the people that you see in this documentary. These people are extremely dangerous. They are extremely dangerous because, one, they have a very skewed understanding of our republic and the Constitution built around their biblical mythology. The other problem, or I should say crisis, is that these people think that they have God on their side. Whenever you mix these two things, people who think that they have God on their side with political power, the blood will flow. Jefferson and Madison were acutely aware that the pages of history are soaked with the blood of religious conflict, of people who thought and think that they have God on their side. So what you're seeing here with the Christian nationalists and what makes them different than a conservative libertarian, wants the freedom to live as I want to live. I believe in my property rights and my freedoms. A Christian nationalist kind of uses conservative libertarianism as a fig leaf. But what they want isn't the freedom to live out their lives the way they wish to, like a libertarian. They wish to have the freedom to persecute others and force them to live the way that they see things through their skewed, mythological, Bible, magic thinking. Extremely troublesome. And to think that these people may gain political power should have everybody's attention. I agree, the progressive left is not something I want to be a part of. But let us not be lulled into complacency thinking that the problem is on the left and that the cowboys for Trumpians are somehow the saviors of our republic, because they are, as Cicero wrote, the enemy within. And they are more formidable than the enemies outside of the gates, because they are already in the house, and they speak with sly whispers and language that is familiar to our ears. But they slurk down the corridors of our body politic, and they poison everything that they touch. And these people are extremely dangerous. Be advised.